USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week he backs President Trump's controversial decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan.
It's something that I think was originally suggested by Senator Rand Paul, perhaps others. I was aware of it along with, I think, most of the president's other senior national security advisors a few weeks ago.
Bolton says Brennan and others in the Obama administration have been politicizing intelligence. A man trying to get his pregnant wife to the hospital was arrested by immigration agents when they stopped for gas. Russell Haraji, staff attorney with the San Bernardino Community Service Center, wants an investigation into what caused the agents to target his client.
I think that's what's happening with this kind of new administration. The policies is that ICE is acting on steroids. And so everybody's being detained without regard to, you know, special circumstances such as this one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Gunshots rang out on a Florida high school football field Friday night. Teens, parents, and spectators at Palm Beach Central High School ran for cover. Two people were shot, and officials say they were the intended targets of the shooter. School resource officers were on the grounds when it happened and were the first to respond, but Sheriff Rick Bradshaw is quick to point out it's not a school shooting.
Bottom line is, this was a specific targeted shooting. The people that were involved in this shooting were looking for these two individuals.
Nashville police are on the hunt for two suspects they're calling cold-blooded killers, considered armed and dangerous. Investigators are trying to determine if the gunman behind a double homicide from this weekend are also linked to two other shootings this month. Police say the pair may be linked to at least four shootings in and around Nashville. An intense manhunt underway amid fears they could kill again. Police say they believe the suspects are still in the Nashville area. Authorities are now stepping up patrols, especially where these crimes have happened, and they're telling people not to go out alone. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two strong aftershocks shook the Indonesian island of Lombok this morning, just weeks after an earthquake, and earlier aftershocks killed more than 460 people. The stronger magnitude 6.4 quake caused landslides and damaged already weakened buildings on the popular tourist island. So far, no reports of deaths from the latest trembler. The Indonesian Red Cross has been coordinating relief since August 5th.
Our mobile health team were on the ground trying to reach more remote communities, but they were stopped by the aftershocks. And also, they had to actually calm down communities a little bit after this aftershock.
Footage uploaded on social media showed clouds of dust raising from landslides covering a large area of the mountainside. Some details are emerging about memorial plans for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. USA's Wendy King reports.
Funeral and memorial services are planned for Aretha Franklin, who died Thursday at age 76. The funeral will be held in her hometown in Detroit on the 31st. Viewing will take place August 28th and 29th at the Charles H. Wright Museum for African American History. The service for the family and friends will be at the Greater Grace Temple the following day. There's also word that there will be a public tribute event in November at Madison Square Garden in New York, produced by the legendary